My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you gotta look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Su.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to market your business at a conference without sponsoring it. So I'll keep this one simple. I mean, the best thing you can do, I mean, for myself, I think this goes the same for Neil, is you go speak at a conference instead of sponsoring it. And oftentimes, you know, I've mentioned in the past the benefits, actually we've mentioned this, is meeting the people that are actually the speakers at the conference or hanging out in the speaker's lounge. I've gotten so much more value out of that. And I've seen, you know, other people that are sponsoring, like marketing agencies, things like that, they actually don't get much business from it at all. So I think being forward facing, being able to connect with the great people at the conferences, that's going to lead to more opportunities down the road. It certainly has for me. And, you know, I keep talking about the value of in person. So that's my way around it. I don't know what you think, Neil.
Yeah, speaking is a great way. The next thing that I like doing is networking, because through the networking from the exhibit halls or just talking to other attendees, you'll find a lot of business. You can market yourself, your company, your brand without paying any money, because it's like, if you network with enough people, you go to the after hour events, you're there for all the sessions, you're there for like the cocktail hours, you'll find that you'll get to meet a lot of people. They'll get to know you, your business, your product, your service, and some of that will turn into leads and customers.
Yeah. And I think it might help for us to even recap. I know we talked about how to network in the past. I mean, but like when I go to these things to network, it's not generally just to pass out business cards. I think that's the most ineffective way to do things because people don't remember you. Easiest thing to do is to get people to talk about themselves, learn about their story, learn about what their struggles are, and learn about how you can be helpful, right? It's the same thing when I do these, when I throw dinners. It's just about, you know, people talk about, hey, one big thing they could use help with or one big struggle that they're facing. And then you figure out how to connect everyone together afterwards and how you guys can all help each other out. And then from there, you know, you're actually building a relationship. You're not so much just focused on a transaction, right? And that's why the word networking can be seen as, you know, a little bit too transactional, at least to me sometimes.
But if you focus on, you know, building a relationship with people, and if you can get one good relationship instead of handing out 50 cards, you know, you're probably good for in the long run. Because I don't actually remember a lot of good things happening from, you know, just handing out cards in the past. And I still see that happening today, even in 2017. People just, you know, bum rush me with a card, and, you know, that card goes into the trash at the end of the day.
Yeah. And the last tip from me is, if you're thinking about generating business, marketing yourself at a conference, you don't want to pay any money, and you want to generate customers ideally, think about who the best person to market yourself to. It's anyone who sponsors the event. If someone else already sponsored the event, whether it's a booth or some media buys or whatever it may be, you know they have money. Those are great people to network with and pitch on your product or service.
On that point, when I was at a conference in New Orleans earlier this year, I was with one of my buddies, and he runs a company. And the funny thing is, he didn't sponsor any booths, but he bum rushed every single booth out there, and he pitched them on his services. And I think it actually worked for him. So that is that's one way to go to a conference. It was a pretty big conference without even sponsoring it. And again, yeah, I mean, like Neil mentioned, you know, these people have money that they're spending on booths. You know, you can definitely build relationships with them. You don't necessarily need to even pitch them on your product, but they're good people to build relationships with. So that's it for today. But before we go, we have a 1-year annual subscription of Crazy Egg that we would like to give away. So if you want to learn more, it's a heat mapping tool, first of all, heat mapping analytics tool. And if you want to get in, just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to learn more. And if you want to get multiple entries, again, just go to singlegrain.com/giveaway, and we will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.